Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. BIT 2025 Observatory presents travel trends for the upcoming holidays. At Christmas 2024, interest in adventure travel in sub-Saharan Africa, Madagascar, Latin America, and Southeast Asia is growing. In the medium haul sector, the big European capitals confirm their pole position, while in Italy Milan and Naples stand out. On New Year's Eve, all eyes will be on the east, with Berlin and Budapest for the youngest travelers and the smaller capitals, such as Zagreb, Ljubljana or Bratislava, for families. Rome and Turin will do well in Italy. Over 70% of Italians are already booking a trip, 8% will do it last minute, and only 21% plan to stay put during the holidays. The holiday season is approaching and, this year more than ever, travel trends appear diversified and, therefore, full of opportunities for operators. Many travelers are looking for unique and authentic experiences, with a strong interest in hotter and more exotic destinations. However, there is no shortage of those seeking out adventure, even in cold climates, and interest in Italy is also strong, with travelers choosing art, wellness and food and wine. The BIT 2025 Observatory, the leading tourism exhibition in Italy, on at Fiera a Milano, Rho from 9 to February 11, 2025, brought together and analyzed some of the most interesting predictions. Calculating an average based on the data of the main Italian TOs, the observatory predicts that at least 60% of our compatriots plan to spend Christmas elsewhere, with a significant increase in demand for trips abroad compared to previous years. Long-haul destinations tend to favor warm weather and adventure. In particular, there is a growing interest in trips that combine adventure and relaxation, with tours in countries that offer both wild nature and white sandy beaches and crystal-clear waters. Caribbean destinations top the popularity stakes, such as the evergreen Dominican Republic, where sun and sea holidays are joined by large wild natural parks and striking Hispanic locations with their traditions. According to the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, arrivals in the region have already increased by 13% compared to last year. The numbers of Central American destinations are higher still, such as El Salvador, which is increasing in popularity with its mix of natural parks, volcanoes, Mayan ruins, and surprising inland lakes. According to data from the WTTC, the country is leading the growth in the region and has seen a three-digit increase of no less than 157% compared to 2023. The increase of Nicaragua, plus 142%, also reached three figures in Guatemala, plus 52%, Honduras, plus 49%, Costa Rica, plus 35%, Mexico, plus 31%, and Colombia, plus 23%, did well too. On the other hand, Iceland figures among the favorite destinations of those who defy the cold. Famous for its breathtaking landscapes with the wonderful northern lights, as well as its volcanoes and spa waters, it is dotted with quaint Nordic-style fishing villages full of colorful houses. Destinations that not only offer the opportunity to break away from the routine, but also to immerse yourself in different cultures or lifestyles. The Bank of Iceland estimates that December 2024 will be the month with the highest growth ever for tourism to the country, with a 21.4% increase compared to 2023. Photographic safaris are still in high demand, the observatory notes, but with many travelers opting for relatively new destinations such as Madagascar, with its lush forests rich in native fauna unique to the island. South America is one of the countries that ranks among this year's top destinations for adventure holidays. A study by Research and Markets estimates that this year the region will finally reach its pre-pandemic levels, welcoming 40.19 million travelers. In the Cono Sur, it is worth mentioning Uruguay with its colonial cities, the Pampas, the great rivers to explore and the iconic meat-based food and wine. Or again, new Asian destinations such as Vietnam, where the charm of a millenary culture blends with an unspoiled and enveloping tropical nature. Plunge into the Christmas atmosphere not far from home. The analyses of the observatory on short and medium-haul destinations reveal that, during the holidays, European capitals such as Paris, Vienna or London, famous for their particularly ostentatious Christmas scenery, remain a must for shorter stays. As for the British capital, the tourist board Visit Britain estimates that it will receive a record-breaking 25.1 million visits, with tourists spending almost £14 billion. For those who want to lose themselves in the festive atmosphere and spectacular illuminations while remaining in Italy, the top cities will be Milan, for its unrivaled shopping offer and decorations at the same level as the big European metropolises, and Naples, with its nativity scene tradition and the inevitable visit to the incredible creations of the artisans of San Gregorio Armeno. For the capital of Lombardy, 2024 was a record-breaking year, with arrivals now steadily above the quota of 1 million per month, as attested by the data of the metropolitan city, while Naples is estimated to reach 14 million visitors by the end of the year. For travelers who, on the other hand, want to explore the classic Northern European-style Christmas markets, the key destinations remain those of the Northeast, while for those seeking something new this year, the markets of Calabria, Veneto, Lombardy, Apulia offer a variety of options. And for New Year's Eve? For New Year's Eve, according to the BIT 2025 Observatory, the main trend is the search for destinations that combine a great tradition of outdoor parties, with light shows and entertainment, offering a range of clubs where visitors can party after midnight until the early hours of the morning. In this sense, one of the most sought-after destinations in Europe remains London, between its fireworks over the River Thames and parties in the neighborhoods combined with a vast variety of nightclubs and iconic neighborhoods such as Soho, Camden or the West End of the theaters. Not to mention the area of the museums on the left bank and the hidden gems to be discovered in the residential areas, such as Notting Hill or Hampstead Heath. Madrid is also experiencing a grand revival, with its ritual that involves eating 12 grapes on the 12 strokes of midnight, in the square in front of the large clock of Plaza del Sol, the heart of the Spanish capital and starting point for all the city's streets. Then continue the night in one of the countless clubs of the famous Madrid nightlife around the Gran Vía, in Chueca, or in emerging alternative neighborhoods such as Lavapies. On the other hand, Central and Eastern Europe stand out among the emerging destinations of this year, where outdoor events and grand celebrations take on a Central European allure that Italian travelers seem to appreciate very much. Budapest, in particular, is a novelty, offering lively squares and enchanted atmospheres along the Danube, while Berlin confirms its place at the top of the rankings for younger travelers, not only for the traditional big party at the Brandenburg Gate, but also for the wide choice of discos that animate the techno and house scene. Berlin also remains one of the most popular LGBTQ+ destinations in Europe, a constantly growing market segment. For those who want a quieter and more family atmosphere, the East also offers the Habsburg charm of the small capitals such as Ljubljana, Zagreb and Bratislava, as well as the evergreen Prague. In Italy, Venice is still a popular romantic destination, ideal for a special evening strolling among the canals and visiting St. Mark's Square, while Rome or Turin, among the others, continue to offer concerts and shows for those who prefer a classic New Year's Eve. A classic New Year's Eve is on offer at the Sea in Liguria, while nature and history are the main themes of the celebrations in the villages and cities of Umbria. When it comes to the long haul, on the other hand, the BIT 2025 Observatory notes that many Italian households are choosing New York, to admire the famous crystal ball in Times Square, or Dubai, with its spectacular fireworks displays around the Burj Khalifa. Those looking for a New Year's Eve in warm locations also consider the beaches of Rio de Janeiro for a unique experience combining music and dancing on the sand. An eye on the budget and the other on timing. It should be said, in any case, that travelers are trying to optimize costs. According to the community Wirod, approximately 70% of Italians are planning trips with a set budget, taking advantage of offers and packages. Flexibility becomes a priority, with many choosing to book trips that can be cancelled or changed without penalty. The data of a jet cost search engine survey are substantially in line with this estimate. They confirm that 71% of Italians intend to travel in the upcoming holidays and many have already booked, taking advantage of prices that are 25% lower than the offers closer to the date of departure, committing a budget of about €800 per person. According to the study, only 8% will wait until the last few days to take advantage of last-minute deals, while 21% is not planning to travel at all. All these destinations and trends will be showcased in BIT 2025 at Fiera a Milano, Rho from 9 to February 11, 2025, so that visitors can plan ahead for next year's holidays. BIT 2025 will also be open to travelers on Sunday, February 9, and only to operators on Monday 10 and Tuesday, February 11. For up-to-date information on the exhibition, bit.fairmilano.it, at bitmilano. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.